Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to sit back and take a sip of your tea or tequila, whatever you're feeling today. Let's get talking.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Tea or Tequila. What a nice Thursday we have. The weather is great. Our guest that's on here today is great because you know what? She was on last time for episode 2, and now it's season 2, episode 2, and she's back. Do you know who it is? Drum roll, please. Hello, Alyssa.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, good to be back, or...
You bet, of course, always. I love exposing myself on the internet.
Yeah, it's always a good time. So welcome back. Great to see you. Alyssa, what you been up to, you know?
Just finished my second year of a bachelor's of biology.
Smart kid.
Wow.
It was a lot.
She's a genius. You survived to tell the tale?
I did. Still another few years to go, so we'll see how it continues. But
few years,
yeah, two more for my bachelor's, and then you know I plan on doing something else after.
Then the undergrad, and you know all that fun stuff.
No, I want to go to optometry school.
Whoa,
isn't that like eyeballs?
Yes,
and it's another 4 years.
Oh my god, 8 years?
Yeah,
that's too long. I think you drop out now is the play while you're on top.
Imagine being that smart. Me and Jared can't imagine. We're both podcast hosts. So,
yeah, the IQ level in between the hosts is like 4 combined, 3 of which goes to Evelina, 1 to me.
It's really not as hard as it sounds. I swear to God.
What do you learn about?
Enzymes and cells.
Enzymes and cells.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what either of those are. A cell, I guess.
Is it fun for you?
I think it's interesting.
Like, do you get a hard on for like, I don't know, like biomes and like...
I'm going to have to go with no.
Forest and nature.
Are cells and enzymes your opioids? Because like podcasting is our opioids, but you know, like, does it meet the bill for yourself?
I mean, I guess it gets me through the day. So.
Wow.
That's what you love to hear.
Yeah. No, it's literally awful. It's like actually like the worst thing ever. I do like 12 hours a day of school during the semester.
Oh my god.
I know. I saw your face there. Yeah.
Are you good at math?
Yes.
Oh my god. Okay, so we have like Stephen Hawking here right now, apparently. Well,
welcome to the show, Stephen. Oh my gosh. There's a wheelchair.
Maybe you're his daughter. Wait, he was good at math, right? I don't know.
Yes.
He's definitely a genius. But I think Alyssa's smarter, no?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
You don't wear glasses, do you? He definitely wore glasses. So that's like a...
I do have some right here.
Okay.
Actually, yeah.
Okay. So you guys are on the same level. Optometry again.
Yep.
Wow.
There you go.
You're trying to cure your own illness. Blindness.
To work at an eyeball studio, do you need to...
Like a massage studio, but...
Also known as the close eye enough. Doctor. I feel like everyone that works at an eye doctor like all has glasses. Like I feel like that's, you need to have glasses, and if your eyesight is good you have to like pretend it's not or else you can't get in.
Oh,
I feel like it's like a requirement, like low-key, even if you have perfectly fine eyesight, you're like, yeah, these are decorative.
Yeah, I think that's actually, I've heard people say that they worked at a glasses store and they like had to wear glasses, so I don't know if that is necessarily the same. But like they had to like, I mean, they didn't have to wear like prescription ones because they're going to fuck up their eyes, but like had to wear just like a blank set. You
know? My God, seriously?
Selling 101.
That's crazy.
I used to have perfect vision and I wanted glasses so bad. So I'd wear my dad's glasses everywhere. And then I was like, fuck, I can't see what's going on. And I was like, oh.
Oh my God.
I guess I shouldn't have done that.
Oh no.
But now I still don't wear my glasses because when you wear your glasses, it's nice and clear, but then you take them off and everything's blurry as fuck. And I don't like that. I would just rather everything be a little blurry than super blurry.
I see where you're coming from.
How does that feel when you wake up, though? Like when you wake up in the morning and you can't see, how does that feel?
I can see. I think Alyssa's more blind than me, I think.
Oh my God. I have like literally 20/20 vision. They're mostly blue light blocking and my eyes get tired switching between the board from school and like my notes. So I
why are you so offended? Is there something wrong with people who don't have 20/20 vision? Do you want to have a talk? I have an astigmatism. No, you know what?
I do too.
It's hard because there's a stigma against astigmatism, and I don't like it.
Facts. Facts.
Oh my God. No, that was not what I was trying to say. I swear.
Everyone cancel Alyssa right now.
I'm going to fix your eyes, Evelina, eventually.
Okay, thanks.
There you go.
Yeah, do we get free laser eye surgery like for life now?
Do you know how much like the schooling costs? Absolutely not. It will not be free.
You can give me free laser eye surgery and I can give you I don't know, a recording of my voice, and that's about it. It's all I can trade.
Ew, who would want that? No.
I don't know. Or some marketing advice? I don't know. That's all I can sell. I don't know what you're trying to sell, but
you know. He will edit your Instagram photos for you.
Yeah, I can edit some pics. Excellent. Yeah, I can run your account.
So is your program STEM?
Yes.
Woman in STEM?
Yes.
What is that? I would like that answer.
Oh no.
Does it stand for something?
Technically, yes, it does. It means science, technology, engineering, and math.
Damn.
So it's just like basically every subject that people think is hard going into university, typically, at least. I know there are other hard specialties. I'm not beating down on those specialties, but
yeah, entertainment management was really hard. Okay. I had to watch music videos in class. Shut up.
I'm just saying. Can you?
it's like the most pretentious sort of thing to get into, but also like it's earned, you know. Like if you're that smart, I think it's a given. Like, you know, I'm not out here bragging about my business degree.
I mean, some people do.
Yeah, some people do. Maybe I should just hop on that and
no, keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah, no, it's okay. No. They haven't mailed me the paper yet, so is it even official?
No. Yeah. I posted mine on my Instagram, so just so everyone knew that, you know.
She's officially graduated, educated.
If you think I'm not gonna, you got another thing coming too. So I respect that.
No, but going back to that, STEM is pretty male dominated, I believe.
Especially like, yeah, in the past, like now it's not as much, but even regardless of like more women getting into it, it's still like, it's never been even in all the past few years. And like, there's like presentations at school and stuff with that kind of stuff. It kind of makes you like, think about it more, because I mean, I grew up and I was like, I'm smarter than every kid in this class, whether they're a boy or a girl. But like, yeah, for other people it was a lot harder, thinking that the guys are smarter. And like, my valedictorian was a guy. I have nothing against him. He's very, very smart. That's great. But you know, it's a lot harder to be seen as smarter, I think,
as like equals almost.
Yeah.
And is that just like a result of like people in STEM currently, or is that like the old dudes who just like teach STEM? Like, I guess I'm asking big fucking questions out here, but how tough is it? I guess
it's tough. It's hard. You have to like really commit to doing well if you actually do want to do well. And like engineering, like half the people drop out in the first year, like men and women. But I think more men stick with that kind of,
it's like an ego thing almost.
I think so. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. Totally. I've never had like a teacher who was like very against women. I feel like they wouldn't last long in their profession if that was the case nowadays.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Not.
At least I hope not. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like women are more okay with saying that they don't understand something also, so it makes them sound like they're not as smart. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, it's a pride thing.
Mm-hmm. And men like just won't ask questions as often, like in class and stuff that I've noticed.
Suffer through the pain and make a TikTok. They're like, I can't fucking, I'm got a 40
literally.
And then does it make it harder like in class? I guess you haven't done really in class,
not since first year. Yeah,
but does it make it harder like when asking questions and stuff, because the guys will be like, oh, how do you not know that? Blah, 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 blah. Like,
I've never like had a comment like that, because I also don't ask questions as much because I don't want to comment like that. But it's definitely more pressure, I feel like, because if you're going to ask a question, you want to ask a smart question. You don't ask some stupid question and everyone's going to look at you like, really? Really? I feel like that's men and women too, though.
Yeah, but, totally.
Yeah, I feel like women are more available to admit that they don't know something, and then it makes all of them like look less smart. Does that make sense? Kind of.
Like, if anything, you're smarter for asking. Like, if you don't understand something, you're just gonna be like, fuck, well, I guess I won't know it at all. Like, yeah. What?
Yeah. Just suffer until the exam, and then we'll see who's smarter at the end.
Yeah, like, yeah. If you're, like, an alien, you just got dropped on planet Earth, and you've never used a fucking toilet, are you gonna be scared to ask how to use it? No, because then you're gonna be shitting everywhere, and everyone's gonna make fun of you for shitting everywhere. Facts. So it'd be less embarrassing if you just learned how to shit in a toilet, then you'd be embarrassed for 1 second instead of when you're shitting all over the planet.
When you destroy your GPA, basically.
That was the best metaphor you could.
Yeah, shitting everywhere is a 2.0.
Exactly.
Shitting in the toilet is like a 2.5, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Big brain time.
This is why Evelina and I are not in STEM. We had to dumb it down to taking a shit and then learning how to versus, you know, answering questions in science. Fuck. Technology, engineering, math. There we go. The best acronym there is.
Stem cells are in bio. You learn about stem cells. That's why it's STEM.
I don't know a ton about stem cells, but yes, that is a biology thing.
Basically, what we're asking is, do you know everything in science ever?
Basically, I'm just hoping my mom hears this. Mom, stem cell. Yeah, I'm smart. Did you hear that, Mom? Powerhouse of the cell.
There we go. See, look
That's
at that.
True. Look at science. You guys.
So maybe what I could suggest is a good way to maybe, you know, increase the prevalence of women in STEM, or, you know, the perception of women in STEM, is you could become the next Bill Nye.
True. Very true. Absolutely. Especially, like,
I don't know how well, like, Alyssa, the science woman, would would flow off the tongue. I'm not going to try to say your last name. I tried earlier, but, you know,
I don't know.
I think we just call you, like, Alyssa MC does chemistry. There we go.
That's good.
Oh my God.
I mean, I there literally hate chemistry, but
it's all the same. It's all relative.
Oh, please.
Do you have any advice then for, like, girls, or really anyone? Like, maybe just a stupid motherfucker wants to get in there. Like, maybe I want to go into STEM, you know? And or Jared wants to go into. Do you have advice for us if we were to go into STEM?
I feel like just kind of, like, know what you're signing up for, especially, like, with engineering. I feel like science is very forgiving because you just fail a class and you can do it again. But engineering is, like, from what I hear, because I was not brave enough to partake in that particular major, but, like, kind of got to just commit. Otherwise, it's awful. Like, I had to take a total of four chemistry classes for my degree so far. I'm in my second year. Well, I just finished my second year, and they were the worst things ever. Like, ever. Oh my God, I hated them. It was so awful. But, like, you just kind of have to get through that, and then you never have to take another one again. So it sucks for a little bit, but then it does get better.
So temporary pain, basically, more or less. But also, like, do your research before going in, you know? Like, if you're like, oh fuck, I'm gonna definitely fail, like, maybe don't go into science. Maybe.
Excellent.
I don't know.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
What if your parents are forcing you, Jared? Then it's not really my choice.
that is definitely a comment that is fair. I
can't imagine going into a program that I don't want to do just because my family.
Yeah, I'm an astrophysics.
What?
Yeah. What? I'm a physicist.
What are you saying?
I had to go through 3 years. Yeah, my family, big family of astronauts. It was really tough. I powered through. And then I was like, you know what? I really have to go for my passion here, marketing. and look where I ended up. I ended up on Tier Tequila, and that's about it. Shoot for the moon, land on the stars.
Because I'm a star.
And, yes,
I'm a star. Evelina's a star.
Evelina, yeah, look it up. It's in the constellations.
It doesn't get any better than being on this podcast. So there you go. You're winning.
I was going to say, in grade 11, we did chem for one of our courses, and I failed it a whole bunch. And then my teacher would make me stay after class to try and teach me, and I would just cry.
Yeah, that's how chemistry feels.
But it was fucking grade 11.
It doesn't matter. That's just chemistry. It's just chemistry. It doesn't get any better.
How many times did you cry this year?
Oh,
in total? Or maybe could you round it out to, like, per chemistry class?
Oh.
Like 15 here, 20 there.
Okay.
Like,
I didn't cry that often, but I definitely, like, got really mad, which I feel is more the way I express my anger. But it was definitely, like, at least once a week that I was really like really mad about no, twice, probably twice, an average of twice.
At least twice.
At least twice a week.
Do you not cry when you get really mad?
Depends what kind of really mad, to be honest.
Like punching holes in walls, or like
I
are you like
punch
I don't know
holes in walls if I was that upset. Yeah,
awesome
guys. I want to hear a little secret. Hey Bogdan, also known as my brother, if you're listening to this, one time he used my bathroom when I was like, I think I was 14, and he used my bathroom. I told him not to use my bathroom. He still used it. I went into his room. I punched a hole in the wall. My parents came home and they're like, Bogdan, why'd you do this? And I was like, yeah, Bogdan, why'd you do it? Because obviously they thought he did it, because why would sweet little Evelina do that? And I was like, yeah, don't use my fucking bathroom. Sorry, Bogdan.
Wow.
And mom and dad, that was me. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Bombshell. Oh my gosh.
That was the best thing I've ever heard.
Maybe they understood. Maybe if they heard that now, they'd be like, ah, it's okay. She took a chemistry class. She's sweet.
No. Anyways, yeah. So that's what I do when I'm angry. I just kind of, you know.
Just punch holes in walls and yeah.
And blame it on people. Yeah.
I love it.
Speaking of chemistry, I gave the first episode you were on a listen.
Oh God.
You and Evelina went through some romantic endeavors, I guess you could say. And you guys both got cheated on at some point in your lifetimes. Congratulations.
Thank
I would
you.
Say. Yeah, that's incredible. I think that's a feat not everyone gets to reach. That develops you emotionally and prepares you for things like being in STEM, I would say.
True. Suffering.
I think it ups your humor as well, you know. I kind of like it.
School or being cheated on?
Being cheated on.
Is it like a rush?
Yeah, like especially when you find it.
When you catch it.
Being cheated on is Evelina's opioids.
Literally. There you go. There you go.
The trifecta.
David, please don't cheat on me. I'm just kidding. It's a joke. Also, wait, listen to this. After, you know what? We're going to pull up some receipts right now. After that episode, he texts me.
No.
Oh no, we're bringing it back.
I'm so excited.
Here's a dramatic reenactment of the text I got after I made an episode and talked about how I got cheated on. I heard you started a podcast. I wanted to clarify a few things. I never cheated on you for months. I don't know if you said that because you were having fun with your friend on the air or you actually believe that.
Oh my gosh.
It was a mistake I'll never be able to undo or fix, and it fucked me up pretty good. The incident happened on I doubt you care for the details. On a positive note, I guess it makes for good content.
That's what happens when you cheat on a podcaster. It turns into content.
I know you probably don't want more details.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm like, tell me the exact thing. Do you have a video of it maybe? Did you guys like...
I've been like, drop the tea, man. I got to make more content. Tell me what happened.
And that's the tea.
That's the tea, guys. There we go. That's what you come on the show for.
Wow.
Hold the tequila. This is the fucking tea.
Anyways, back to Alyssa in STEM. Okay, so I mentioned this on your first episode. You were on the volleyball team.
Volleyball queens.
Was it weird transitioning from like always being around girls? And I guess like all your life, you're kind of always just around girls because you always played volleyball, to like now being in a place where it's just so male dominant, where it's like, is it different?
I'd say a little bit. There's a bit of a different like kind of vibe surrounding it, because in STEM, it's not like people... I feel like I've come across the whole way, like come across wrong this whole time, saying that like women are like not as respected in STEM. Obviously, yes, they are. And guys, a lot of them, at least I hope, don't actually think like, no, women are like inferior. At least I hope. But it just seems like,
yeah,
over time, whether it's like intentional or not, sometimes there's like a little bit of a thought there. And so I feel like having to prove myself on the volleyball team, which I did not do very well, I found a lot harder than proving myself in STEM, because I felt like I could actually apply myself and like actually do better in that context. Whereas with like the female dominated thing, if someone doesn't like you, like you're done. It's, they all hate you.
Yeah. Super judgy there. Very clicky. You know who you are. If you're following me and don't like my photos, I don't like you because you really hurt my feelings.
That's fair. That's valid. That's a good reason.
I'm going to lose like 50 followers.
I can call them out. You know, all the volleyball girls who play for these two schools, I don't know the names.
Yeah.
You suck. You're the
Stop
worst.
Stop bullying people. You bullied one girl enough to make her off herself, but whatever, we're not going to get into
that. That happened though.
Anyways, that Alyssa, yeah. I wish I was joking.
Yeah.
I wish I was joking.
Oh my gosh. Terrible.
Okay. So would you say you would get more slut shamed like by the volleyball girls or by like guys in STEM?
Guys. 100%. 100%. Because on the volleyball team, that was like the only thing we could connect on, like our sexual encounters, because it was really funny for everybody. Whereas if a guy has like a higher number, it's okay. Whereas if a girl has a higher number, it's like, oh my God, whore, you can't be seen with them. That's absolutely not okay.
Yeah, Jared, why is that? Can you explain for your whole gender why you guys think that's so wrong?
I have an explanation here. So all the dudes in STEM, big bombshell here, they're virgins. That's why.
There you go.
They're like, whoa. They're like, wait. They're like, this girl's had sex. They're like, and they're not gonna have it with me? Oh, that's fucked up.
That's
the bombshell.
That is
it's
the
terrible.
Most accurate thing I've ever heard in my life. Oh my God.
So all the fellas in STEM, except for, you know, my boys, shout out all my fellas.
But
in
you know
STEM.
Who fucks? Marketing majors. They go ham. Okay, Jared, but what about other guys? It's not just STEM people. It's a lot of guys. You're not
sorry,
getting out of this. Like,
STEM.
Why do you treat us like that? What did we do to deserve it?
this sounds so personal because you said you, but this is an attack on
you specifically.
Yeah, this is an attack on me, and I'm okay with it. I'm ready to go to war. I'm just kidding. This is a friendly fight. I kind of forgot the question. I got so carried away.
But like, why is it okay for guys to like do stuff with a bunch of girls and everyone's like, oh, you're the man. Yeah. But then if a girl does the same thing, like with the same amount that the guy has, everyone's like, oh my God, slut.
That is an interesting question. I would say that, I mean, I don't have the answer, but it must be like, I would think of like some sort of like, oh my, like I'm saying like a lot, like power dynamic type thing.
I think someone's getting nervous about this question.
Right?
This is a tough question. I would say it would probably have to do with like power dynamics and that sort of like historical view of like, you know, women didn't have rights for a very long time in some developed nations and they still don't now, which is terrible. So it's almost like looking down upon them in a superiority type complex. In relation to, wow, I sound like I'm writing an essay in relation to like, I don't know.
This is some good stuff.
Yeah.
Shit,
like,
honestly.
I don't know, but it, you know,
yeah.
Slut shaming, everything like that. I don't know. I don't got the answers.
Do you think that girls shouldn't be able to do it as much as guys do? Is that what you're saying, Jared?
No, no, not at all. I had to really think what you asked there. Cause I was like, wait, do I just say yes? No, 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 definitely, definitely not. I would say, I'll take the hit for all the fellas. Because we're the worst.
Jared got put in the hot seat.
It's like on The Voice when like someone hits the fucking button. I feel like I span around and it was like, Jared, answer the question. Why do males suck? Tell us now. And I was like, all right, I'll tell you. And I didn't know the answer. But, you know, all we can do is just kill all men. All right. Including myself. ladies, you know, dodging the question. How would you kill the fellas if you had to? Like in one go, like every guy in the world just
poison, I guess.
Poison. Okay.
I was going to say the same thing. And then I was like, play on their ego, tell them all that they can't all fight this one giant like robot or something. And then they'll just,
oh my God. Yeah.
So all think that they can do it and then they'll all die.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Okay. I have a question. Why is it okay to have a boyfriend for a long time and have sex however many number of times? Like I'd say in the thousands if you're like together long enough.
Is that what we're supposed to be doing?
Those are big numbers. If you really think about it, you're like, whoa.
Okay, I'd like to take that back.
Those are Hall of Fame numbers. Oh my gosh.
In the hundreds. We'll just do that. Easy. I'm just gonna start over. Why is it okay for somebody to like in a relationship have sex with their significant other like however many times, like in the hundreds or something, and it's not okay for someone to just have like a one-night stand with different people? Like I don't get it, because I'm like, if you're having sex more.
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah.
Jared's so uncomfortable. He's like, what is going on?
I'm like, wow, this is crazy. But you know, I agree. You know what, Yes.
To what? What?
All of it. It's so much easier than you know, having to yes. critically think through all this. It's tough being a marketing major. We didn't learn much. not from experience. That's a good question, though. I think that's like, again, I think it has to do with like power dynamics and like the way sort of like historically men have like viewed, like, you know, even like misogyny and sort of just like, what's the, you know, like, you know, dudes would lock down like one wife, you know, back in medieval times. And she's like, this is my wife. I literally own her. So, you know, like maybe like that has to do with sort of their perception of a woman going around from different partner to partner.
But if they own that woman, why were they fucking the maid?
Well, because they were like, I don't care, man. I have a castle. That's all they care about.
Well, I don't know. I don't want the royal family to like snipe me. Okay, I think that's enough of a hot seat for Jared. It's time for Alyssa's hot seat. Alyssa, ready for your question?
Yeah.
Do you believe it should be hoes before bros?
Whoa.
Girl code, you know. Don't go for someone that your friend has already gone for. Do you believe in that?
I would have to say that if they had no emotional connection to the guy.
These are hard-hitting questions, Evelina. Fine. Oh, my goodness.
But if there's an emotional connection and they date it, then yes, I'd say that you absolutely cannot, you can't go there.
But really? Not even after like they're over it, like in a relationship with a new person? Is that still breaking girl code?
You'd have to ask how they feel about it, but it would be a really uncomfortable.
That's such an awkward. What if you already did it? What if you were really drunk and you already did it and it happened? Do you tell them or do you just keep it a secret?
Hide it.
Take it to the grave. Is that a fucked up thing to do to your friend though?
Yep. Arguably, I don't know. Sometimes,
but do it.
That's not that much on your conscience. So, like, if you really think about it, you're like, in the grand scheme of things, not that bad.
If they're like really over it, then it's totally fine. I think
it's better to ask for forgiveness than for permission.
Is it?
I feel like this was like Evelyn. You know, have you seen those TikToks where it's like, oh, has anyone had sex with my boyfriend in the Burger King parking lot? And this is like your way of like exposing Alyssa of like. Do you think it's okay to talk to a guy friend of mine? I don't know why.
What fucking set of TikTok are you on? What?
Have you not seen these? Oh, okay.
Because of the way
I got to track them down here. I don't know. Yeah. But, you know, that's the vibe I was getting.
Yeah. No, it was because I hooked up with someone that she hooked up with one time after she was done with it.
It was one of the married men in Cuba.
It was not. It's because I lied. I know.
No, that's not what I'm mad about. The only thing I was upset about is I kept saying they would make a cute couple, and neither of them would do it. And he even was like, she's like a sister to me. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, okay, fair. And then they're like, yeah, we went on a date.
I didn't go on a date. He just came to visit me. And I was like, okay, it's a 10-hour drive.
But and then worry. I was like a sister to you. Now I'm worried. And I wanted to take his sister away from him. So I'm like, how much do you like your sister if you're comparing Alyssa to your sister?
He took it back later, I swear.
Sweet home Alabama. Jared, you got any cues?
Oh, I got tons of cues. So I was creeping your Instagram as I do for all of our guests, and I didn't follow you yet because, you know, I'm the worst co-host on earth. I'll follow you after the show, don't worry. So you had hashtag explore BC in there. Are you an outdoors woman?
I'd say outdoors enthusiast.
Enthusiast.
She flashes her tits to all the mountains.
Oh, okay. The mountains are also your opioids. Incredible.
Yes, yes, that's for real. For sure.
Does that like rejuvenate you after like your school year? Like you like go on a hike and you're like, you feel like a new person?
For sure. You have no idea like getting to the top. I guess you guys are in Calgary, so do you even have mountains?
Yeah, we have Kenanaskis, okay?
The one mountain.
Me and Jared we're both just not very athletic. Sorry, Jared, I'm speaking for you. We both fucking hate going outside of our house.
Facts. I'll go to the deck and that's it.
Okay, but like getting up to the top of a mountain and just like looking around and knowing like, yeah, I parked way down there, but I'm up here now and look at the view. Like that is unbeatable. Unbeatable. And then also that day on the Apple Watch, you beat all your friends who you're sharing with. And that's a W for sure.
Wow. That must feel nice.
I don't know. I just get so bored. You're just walking. I hate walking. Let's cancel walking. Fuck walking.
It's rollerblading from now on.
It's so much work. And you're just walking up a hill and then you get to the spot and you're like, this is nice. And you're like, well, let's go back.
So you're not doing that kind of hikes. Because I don't like the kind of hikes where you just kind of get to a spot and you're like, okay, well, this kind of sucks. Like, I go to the top of a mountain. And if I don't get to the top of the mountain, then we're not done hiking. Like, you're at the top and you're like, okay, success. I've actually accomplished something today. You know? Like, it's a different kind of feeling.
What's the longest hike you've ever done?
22 kilometers, I think. It was awful.
Is that, like, one way or, like, two
that
ways?
That was both ways, like, I think.
That's still, like, insane. Like, 22 kilometers is... It was quite the journey. Isn't that, like, almost a marathon?
Like,
is,
I think
is
it's
26
like
a marathon? Kilometers?
I did 17 by accident. Someone told me we were going on a 6K hike, and I was like, oh, okay, fun. And then it ended up being 17.
That happens more often than you think. You can go hiking with me. I'll take you on a little one, I promise.
That's what they all say.
She'll take you on a 30K, just a quick.
I hate hiking with other people. Yeah. No, you got to pick like one person to hike with, and then it's okay because if you're going the same pace. But like, I have a friend who, like, he worked for my dad at one point, and he, like, when he hikes, he rips. Like, he rips. Like, he can run up the mountain. And I'm like, I can't hike with you. Like, I'm sorry. I want to, but I can't. Like, you'll be at the truck 6 hours before I will.
It's too physically demanding, yeah.
Like, that's just not okay.
Have you ever gone alone? Or is it, like, always, like, a duo, like, at least? So you don't get, like, eaten by a bear or something?
I'm not allowed.
That's actually pretty fair. I would be pretty scared to roll up a mountain by myself. Like, no person with me. Like, maybe there's no cell service, you know?
Oh, yeah, there usually isn't. It's okay.
Yeah, I guess it's higher up to the sky, huh?
A lot of people go missing in, like, provincial parks in the U.S.
Yeah.
When they're hiking.
Alyssa, that
there.
Could be you. You never
know. I keep bear spray at all times. I have it ready. It's all right. I could pepper spray a guy.
What's in bear spray? Is it, like, pepper spray, just, like, stronger? Or
basically.
Whoa.
At Canadian Tire, you have to be over 18 to buy it.
Well, yeah. You just have to show them your driver's license.
Wow. I'd be so pissed if I was a bear and someone was rolling into my home and just sprayed the fuck out of my eyes. It's like if I walked into your home and pepper sprayed you and I walked away. I was like, yeah, my bad. Like,
it's literally a home invasion. Like, you're just attacking someone. Like,
have you ever ran into some wildlife like that? Or have you been like, okay, like a deer maybe?
Like, hiking, it's been fine. One time we saw a dog that was with another family and thought it was a bear and both almost crapped ourselves. But
almost sprayed the shit out of its eyes.
Probably, oh, it's a dog. Okay. Yeah, no, like, hiking has been fine, but like when I used to hunt and stuff, like, we saw a grizzly, we were pretty close. And apparently I was out last weekend, we just went to go take pictures of the mountains by like a river or something, and there were these huge like grizzly bear tracks, and I'm like, whoa. Okay, so we are not equipped here. Like, I have nothing. And it's going to kill my dog. So.
Oh, my God. That's scary. Maybe I'll have to get into hiking myself.
Jared, do you want to... We can walk to, like, 7-Eleven together.
Yeah, like, that's like, my kind of hike, you know? Like, I want to go to a destination. I'm not trying to, like, be in the trees.
Yeah, but the destination is the top.
Yeah, true. I made a tweet one day, and I said, hiking people scare me. You know, like, what's so fun about trudging around in the dirt? Like, I'm trying to be on a nice sidewalk, and I got a nice little summer breeze on me. I got my sunglasses on. I got maybe, you know, an alcoholic beverage with me, because, you know, I'm opening this in the streets. I don't care.
You can bring one up the mountain.
You could, but, like, you know, like, I wouldn't say I'm not the best individual, so I'd probably just, like, throw the can in the trees of, like, oh, my bad.
Jared!
Recycling, you know, not for me. Yeah, no, I definitely would, you know, bring it down with me, because I'm not a terrible person, but, you know, the ocean?
Ooh.
The ocean, yeah, I don't know. I might be throwing some plastic in there one day. Stay tuned.
It's time to cancel Jared.
I'm definitely making this out. Like, I recycle, okay? Don't put me down. Yeah, people are going to listen to the earlier section like, oh, Jared, like, what's wrong with men? They're like, you know, that was fine. The recycling part, that's where he got me. That's where he ruined it. I can prove I recycle.
Are you going to show us a recycling bin? Like, what?
I do have one in my room, so I could show you, but that's a lot of work. Yeah, I got a whole bottle depot in here. It's crazy.
Wow.
This is why it's called tea or tequila. It's my own meaning. It's like, what kind of bottle do I got in this recycling bin? Tea or tequila?
What? Oh, like iced tea?
Yeah, I guess like, you know, like sweet tea. I don't know, like Arizona iced tea. Could be a lot of things.
Fair enough.
Yes. So you said you used to hunt. How was that?
I hunted for like one season and I hated it because it was cold and it was boring and I don't actually like killing things.
So the same could be said about hiking. It's cold and cold and boring.
No, because you don't just sit there and do nothing.
Yeah, true.
Like I literally fell asleep like more than once. Like you just
like
sit there
waiting for an animal to show up.
Yeah. And there's no animal.
Jared, we should go to like the forest and pretend to be animals and people can shoot us.
And they could snipe us. Genius. That's so much.
Listen, what if we did that? We all get together and me and Jared will be animals and we'll run around on all fours like those little horse girls that like jump over. Have you seen that on Instagram? The ones that jump
equestrian or like a straight up girls like,
no,
on all fours? Like
on all fours, yeah.
Oh and they God. Jump over. That's terrifying. I would be so scared to see that.
I'm gonna be a deer, Jared. I think you're like a squirrel.
I think we could all fit into like a costume, you know, like one of those ones where it's like someone's the back leg, someone's like the middle torso, and someone's like the front. I would be down for that.
We could be a horse with six legs.
No, Alyssa's practicing her target practice, whatever. So she's shooting.
Oh, okay,
us.
Okay. Yeah, so I'd be a squirrel. I could be evasive.
Yeah, squirrels are annoying. Jared's annoying. It's perfect.
Yeah, Evelyn is getting taken out right away, and I'm like, you know, just dipping, dodging everywhere.
Why am I getting taken out?
Serpentine.
Well, what were you, a deer? That's so much easier to hit than a squirrel.
Is my name Bambi's mom? No, so I'm not going to get hit.
Did Bambi's mom die?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking.
Sorry, guys. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Alyssa killed Bambi's mom? Oh,
it
my.
Just ruined the movie for everyone.
R.I.P. Spoiler alert from 30 years ago. Bambi's mom died.
I was just going to say, I'm pretty sure it's okay. If they haven't seen it yet, they're probably not.
I just found this out, so I'm shocked. What are you gonna tell me next? All right. Who died at the end of the Bee movie?
Bee movie? Barry. Barry died.
Did he actually?
He like ran inside his girlfriend's mouth and she accidentally swallows him and then shits him out and he's dead.
No, that actually happened.
That did not happen.
I'm lying.
That did not.
No.
I was like, I do
that
not remember that
pile
happening.
That's the biggest crap I've ever heard.
Jared was about to believe me, Alyssa, if you just played along.
I was fully, but no, from what I do remember about the end, I don't know how accurate you can back this up. It was a nice little ending and they flew into a beehive. That's it. That's all I know. I hate bees. I've actually killed bees before. I'll admit to it.
Why?
First recycling and then bee.
You're not supposed to kill bees.
They were attacking me. They were in a hole and they were attacking
me. Wasps are bad. Bees are okay.
Well, they were at a place where I was standing for many hours on end and I was like, if I'm going to be happy here, one's got to go.
Where are you standing for?
It was at my old summer job. There was a bee hole on like the side of where I was standing. And there were
a bee hole?
Yeah, well, bees don't live in the ground.
They were living underground. There was a colony under there. And I like stuffed a rock in the hole and then I got a bunch of dirt and I shoved it down.
Are you sure you're not talking about ants?
No, they were bees. They kept flying out of this hole.
Like, there's ants that have wings.
I think it was an ant bee collab colony. They were sharing the same house.
Oh my gosh, maybe like an ant and a bee fell in love and like made a baby.
That would be awesome.
Jared, and you killed it. And there was a new species coming out and you fucking ruined it for everyone.
So worth it, honestly. Like if I had to be the guy to kill a new bee species, I'm happy about that. I'll take it. I'll take the fall.
Guys, I just want you to keep in mind Jared's very sarcastic and he does not mean a lot of the things he says. I don't surround myself with people like this.
This is
Thank
method
you.
Podcasting, all right? I'm making all this up for content. Come on. See, there's Jared, and then there's tea or tequila Jared. There's two different guys.
And I hate both of them.
Yeah, and Jared's far worse than tea or tequila Jared, easily. So hunting. So speaking of hunting, you know, you and Evelina, you were in Cuba together as, you know, as friends do. I've never been to Cuba with my friends. Because
you don't have any.
The bombshell drop. I don't have friends. You know, shout out my friends for real. RIP. Anyways, speaking of hunting. You know, when are you guys going back to Cuba and hunting out some guys without wedding rings? That's what I want to know. When's the next trip planned? Because we know Evelina, obviously, she's an anti-vaxxer. We know she's not fucking with the vaccine. She actually once said COVID-19 was as big of a joke as Amy Schumer.
I'm losing all my sponsorships right now.
Oh yeah, I forgot this is a sponsor show.
Use code Dior.Evelina at MySupplyCo to get 20% off your first order. Also use code Evelina Dior.Dev at First Health Apparel for 20% off your order. Leggings and tops and more. They're so nice. Also use code Evelina Dior.Dev at Isla Skin Australia for the most amazing face mask you will ever have. Okay, continue.
Quick ad break.
That was a lot. You fit that really fast into like a little area. Holy smokes. Sorry, what was the question?
When are we hunting?
When are you hunting some married men in Cuba again? When's the next one?
Can I please state that I, in fact, did nothing because I was in a relationship at the time. So do not drag me into this.
I barely did anything either. It wasn't my fault.
I'm lumping you both in for convenience. I think maybe the next time could be the better sequel. You know, like you guys can like
find some that aren't married.
See, I was really just going off the dome. I was like, I need to think of a question. And, you know, hunting, that one stood out to me as perfect segue to everything.
Apparently.
So, you know, speaking of hunting, speaking of hiking, speaking of women in STEM, you know, all things that you're very good at. I don't know how you can be good at women in STEM because that's like a concept, not like a.
She's good at doing women in STEM.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Wait.
what are you rocking with more? You know. A 50-50 split, tea or tequila? What are you taking?
Tequila.
Yup.
Tequila.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Alyssa is a very good drinker. She makes no faces. She just fucking goes.
I used to chug vodka. That used to be a thing. I used to chug vodka.
Whoa.
It used to hurt. It hurts more now.
Okay, I think I'll wrap it up here because it's been like an hour of talking. So thank you, Alyssa, so much for coming on. It was great to have you again.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was very fun.
I hope all your future endeavors in STEM work out and that you step all over the patriarchy and show that women rule.
Fuck,
you know?
Yeah.
Because Alyssa's going to pave a new path. Or you know what? Walk on a path that currently exists and make it even wider. It's going to be a double wide path.
Yeah, and get to the top of the mountain and feel amazing because hiking is so fun.
Exactly.
Hell yeah. That's the plan.